Okay.
Hello, this is Bruce Edwin with HollywoodSentinel.com. I'm speaking today with Psychic to the Stars, Rose Stewart. Rose, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Bruce. Thank you for inviting me to your talk show again, and also everybody. Hello out there.
Excellent. Thank you. And hi, Rose. It's good to speak with you as always. Rose, I want to jump right in here. I've had a number of people ask me on Quora, the site Quora, where people post and answer questions. They've been asking me pretty regularly, who do you feel is the best psychic and things of this sort. Now, a lot of people, and I said, and I just tell the truth on it, I said, I think most people in this field don't know what they're doing and they're just fake. I said, but you and Irene Hughes, Irene was Jimmy Carter's wife's personal astrologer. And I said, yeah, and Irene was a dear friend of mine. She passed away, but I felt she was so powerful and accurate, and she felt she had a gift from God, and I know you feel that too. And I said, Rose Stewart is the only person I know that I would put in the same league as Irene. Because, Rose, I feel you're welcome. You have an intuition like no one I've seen since Irene. So whatever you call it, whether it's intuition or psychic ability or whatever, I think you've got it. Now, how do you have this? I mean, is it something everyone has or you've developed? Or tell us a little.
Everyone has a little sense of intuition.
Okay.
We are 90% spiritual, only 10% physical. Many of us have more of intuitive energy. Just some people's IQs are higher than others.
That's definitely true.
It's the same thing as the spiritual side. People don't realize spiritual and physical beings, spiritual and physical is the same. Whatever you suffer physically, you can suffer spiritually, but in a different manner.
That's true.
With my ability, I'm capable of using my higher potential level of energy and frequency. I've been doing this for over 30 years. I'm a ninth generation. I was trained since I was a young girl, going through schooling, working on my energies and stuff. But my gifts are many gifts. I have visions, feeling. I work with quantum physics. I work with spiritual energy. I work with Bazi healing, astrology, a little bit of everything, where it's not just using your clairvoyancy or your seeing range. It's gathering information and energy from all sorts that surrounds you.
Well, that's interesting.
We're a big ball of energy. So the energy force we have on the earth, and especially living near the vortex, it enhances your cycle of energy. Just like you taking a Red Bull in the morning, it enhances your energy physically. I enhance my energy spiritually.
Yes. Well, that's ironic you mentioned Red Bull in the morning. I used to drink those things, but I definitely stopped drinking those. They were not good for me. But that's funny. Now, you mentioned a couple things that are really powerful, and I want to go back to this. So Bazi healing, first of all, for listeners out there that don't know about that, what are you meaning by that?
Bazi healing is a form of working on the 4 and 8 pillars of life. This goes back all the way to Chinese astrology back and talking about hundreds and hundreds of years ago. It's not only working with all the elements, it's working with the soft elements, the hard elements, going through your date of birth, time of birth, but also your spiritual being.
Interesting.
And working it with Reiki, past life regression, it kind of gives you a life pattern on which way do we need to take you, and what are you meant to do, and why are you here on this earth?
Interesting.
What is your highest potential, and what does God want from you, or truly, what do you want from yourself?
I see. Interesting.
Many of us are lost.
Yes.
I'm not knowing what type of relationship to be in. Do I want this relationship or this one? Do I want this job or this job? How many children do I want to have? Well, it's all predestined within your life pattern.
Interesting. Well, that I can tell that you are obviously very educated in this stuff. This isn't just something that you say you do, but this is like your life path itself. And I know you've said it's your religion. It's part of your
spiritual. Yes, it is my religion. My work is my religion. And I'm proud of what I do. For the reason why I have many people that come back to me and tell me sometimes, Rose, I don't know how you do what you do, and I don't know how you fixed my life in the past 10 weeks, but you sure as hell did it, lady. And that puts a smile on my face knowing that I've done something so good for someone. But sometimes it's hard, Bruce, when I get a new client and they've been to other psychics or other healers before.
Yes.
And they're very standoffish. And it's so hurtful to me that they're standoffish, because actually the psychic therapist, energy worker, whoever they worked with,
yeah,
disappointed them. Disappointed them and led them on a path that was not their path.
Right. Interesting. Now, I want to ask kind of a controversial question, maybe sure. Not, but, you know, I've had, and I was, the way I was raised, I mean, I was required to go to Bible school when I was a child and stuff like this, and they kind of drilled in our heads that things like divination or fortune telling or psychics, they said this was like, you know, bad. It was dark side and all this stuff. What are your what is your reply to people that say that? Because I don't feel
for me,
that person.
We're not to judge others. And we all belong to the same God. Even if everyone wants to look at that God differently, praise him in a different color, in a different robe, in a different energy. The universe is one universe. There's not two universes or three. There's one universe, one creator that has created us and this world that we live in.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing of it is, when it comes to the Bible, if they read it closely, Jesus was a prophet. There was prophecy. There was someone that talked in the tree. There was water that was spread across the ocean. There was prophecy done on this earth, not only by Jesus or by God's hand, by the disciples and the people that worked with him that had knowledge and intuitive psychic energy.
That's true. Yes, yes. I've read the Bible, of course, and that's absolutely true. Well, that's very interesting. Well, Rose, as I've said, I feel you have this gift, just like no one I've met, the gift
Thank
of
you.
Intuition. And when people ask you, you know, well, what is your spiritual path? What is your answer to that?
Well, my belief is in God, in our Creator.
Mm-hmm.
I am Greek Orthodox. I'm not Christian, I'm not Catholic, but I don't like to put a label on religion. Because for me, like I said, we're all one universe, and we're all looking for the same thing, Bruce. Happiness.
Yes.
Peace of mind. Answers to our questions.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
But sometimes no church and no doctor, no therapist can give them but a psychic or holistic healer.
Right. Well, Rose, what would you say to people that's just kind of on the fence and, you know, they're a little scared to talk to someone as yourself or a little, you know,
so
just has doubts?
What I recommend for them is to, if they're going to get a reading, don't get a reading just by anyone. That's like you going to the doctor, going to the dentist or get surgery. You're not going to research the person, of course, just like you research a restaurant. Research the person, but also what I recommend to clients like that, do a small reading. Don't let them offer you the $100 reading, the $200 reading, this will be better. Try something between $10 to $40,
yes.
Nothing more than that,
mm-hmm.
And see how is your comfort level, and do not tell too much to the psychic intuitive energy. Let them tell you. Just like when you walked in my office one day, Bruce, I told you things with you not uttering a word.
Well, that's true, Rose. You did. And, you know, listeners out there, I didn't even ask Rose for a reading, and, you know, I didn't give you a penny, but you started telling me things no one knew. And even if you tried to do a deep search on me on Google or whatever, you wouldn't have found this information you told me. So I was stunned, honestly. I was shocked. And you told me things that even my closest loved ones didn't know. So about my past and then future stuff. So, Rose, you definitely have a gift, and that's why we're, you know, having the pleasure to speak with you today. Listeners, if you want to speak with Rose, give her a call, 406-866-0733. I repeat, 406-866-0733. And, Rose, I know you've got a number of shops and gift shops in Montana. If you want to, any last things you want to tell our listeners out there?
We have one in Great Falls. One in Kalispell in Columbia Falls is our largest metaphysical shop. We offer many things from bat gel, bat salt, jewelry, oils, furniture, metaphysical and bohemian style backpacks and clothing and different things like that. If you'd like to visit me, come to one of my shops, please give me a call at 406-866-0733. And your reading would be from me, Rose Stewart.
Well, that's excellent, Rose. You can also visit Rose at her official website, which is the roseboutiqueetc.com. That's the Rose, BoutiqueeTC.com. Rose, it's always a pleasure to speak with you, and I hope
you'll be
back with us soon. Thank you. And Rose, please hold the line here before we go. Spruce Edwin, HollywoodSentinel.com. Check back with us often, and thank you for listening.